HarperCollins presents The District Nurses Make-A-Wish by Annie Groves. Read by Alex Tregear. To Kate and Teresa, without whom the story of the nurses would never have been told, and to the staff of the Queen's Nursing Institute for being so welcoming. Chapter 1. June 1944. It was not often that Superintendent Fiona Dewar opened the front door. Someone else usually got there first, because the head of the nurses' home had her office on the first floor of the big double-fronted house. But it just so happened she was at the bottom of the stairs when there was a loud rap. She took a moment to glance around at the high-ceilinged hallway. Everything was in its place, the brass door handles gleaming, the post tidily stacked on its special shelf so that the many nurses who lived here could easily find any letters. The long wood-panelled corridor stretched back to the lower ground floor, the door to the canteen standing ajar so that a low buzz of conversation reached her, from nurses between shifts, grabbing the chance of a cup of tea or cocoa. She knew that each and every one of them deserved it. She was proud of them, her team who had kept going through all the privations that the war had flung at them. Fiona liked to think that she balanced strictness with tolerance when it came to running the place. It was no small thing to ask so many young women to stick to their posts when bombs were dropping, and none had disappointed her. Wondering who would knock so sharply, she patted her neat auburn hair and went to open up. A young policeman stood on the step, and she idly thought he must be new to Dalston because she knew everyone in the service, as well as every ARP warden and most of the firefighters. Then her common sense returned, and it hit her. This could not be good news. For a wild moment she wanted to rewind time, to pretend this hadn't happened, that this young man, almost a boy with his pale face showing signs of spots, was not standing there, waiting to deliver a dreadful message. Then she squared her shoulders, forcing her diminutive frame into readiness to deal with whatever was coming.
Are you Superintendent Dewar?
The boy was clearly consumed with nerves and hesitated to say any more. Fiona knew she must take charge of the situation, and asked the question to which she did not want to know the answer.
Yes, she said steadily. You'd better come in, but first, just tell me who it is.
The day had started with a telephone call. Fiona had been reassuring, but once she had replaced the receiver, she had tutted in frustration. The regular midwife due to attend the woman about to give birth was unavailable because it was all happening 2 weeks too soon, but babies weren't inclined to fit into nurses' schedules, and this child was set on arriving today. Frowning, she made her way into the big room on the lower ground floor, which served as a combined common room and canteen.
"Has anyone seen Bridget?"
she asked, glancing around to see which of the nurses were still finishing their breakfasts.
"You've just missed her."
A tall nurse with dark blonde hair and a bun stood up from her table, balancing an empty plate and teacup in one hand. "She's only now left for her morning rounds. Can I help?" Fiona tried not to let her frustration show, realizing her accent grew more Scottish the more irritated she became.
"Thank you, Alice, but no. I need someone with specialist midwife training. I know you've delivered babies, but I'd prefer to send somebody who has completed the official course."
The young woman who had been sitting with Alice now looked up.
"Well, I'm trained. I did the course with Bridget, after all. What do you need?"
Fiona smiled but shook her head. "I know you did. You've been invaluable ever since, Ellen. But if I'm not mistaken, it's your day off, as you did extra rounds last weekend. It's important to get your rest. Take advantage of it while you can."
"Yes, you never..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?